Welcome back to Undergals.
Hey guys, welcome back.
I hope your week is going great. It always is confusing because we post this on Tuesdays, but we record usually on Saturdays.
Yeah.
So when we say like, you know, hope your week was great or whatnot.
Like, it's probably Tuesday.
Yeah, but
we just started.
Yeah, we usually record earlier and then post. That's why maybe sometimes it's
like, I don't know, it's the second day of the week.
Just scratching the head. Hey, sometimes it'll be rough like that. Sometimes
Monday.
You're like, waking up, your alarm. Why is it that iPhone's alarms are like loud? Really? Yeah, like, bro.
Well, because they know that.
You could change it.
The alarm sound? Yes.
I've been telling myself I need to change that, but I forget by the end of the day. And then,
which one do you have? How does it make? What's the noise that it makes?
It sounds like the world is ending, and it's like the alarm of the world. It's like, wait, I don't even remember the sound of it. Wow, isn't that crazy?
It doesn't. Yeah, need to ask
it. I know. It doesn't wake me up. I just have one alarm. How many alarms do you have?
I was gonna ask you. Are you a one type of alarm person or a whole bunch?
What do you think? Did you hear me? What I just said? How many alarms I have?
Yeah.
Oh. So you really know. Well, do I look like a one alarm person or many alarm?
No, you look like you're a many alarm person.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just have one because I usually wake up with one.
Me too.
Really? No. You don't look like a one.
No. I was. Now it's a little different.
What happened?
But it's because I wake up like with Caesar like at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
So then whenever I actually gotta wake up at 6, I don't want to wake up because I'm barely getting into my sleep. You know what I mean?
I get you. It's like your whole sleep is messed up.
Yeah. But yeah. Usually I would
consider
myself one.
Like a, como se dice? Like you wake up with anything or are you like, you know what I mean?
Oh, like a light sleeper?
Yeah, a light sleeper, that's the word.
No.
You're not a light sleeper? Really?
No. I think you can
pick
at me, you can draw on me.
Really?
And I don't think I'll feel it.
Wow, I'm a really light sleeper. Like anything can wake me up. It's weird because it's like the slightest noise. Like Lucky wakes me up at night because... So she'll get off of bed. She has a schedule, which I hate because maybe I don't like using the word hate. I just like.
Lucky?
She wakes up at a certain time. She wakes up like at 5 in the morning because my mom wakes up early. My mom wakes up like at 6, 7 because she goes to walk and all this stuff. She has her schedule. If you know me, I know that I love my sleep. So I'll get any second that I can, right? So anyways, Lucky gets up like at 5 because she senses like my mom's about to get up. And usually,
she senses.
I think like she's on a schedule too. Oh. And I usually close my door because it'll keep the warm in or whatnot.
So
she'll get off and I could hear her walking. Like, and she does it on purpose.
It's a little creepy.
Like, she'll do it on purpose because she knows it bothers me and she'll walk back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I could hear the little. So I'm like, oh my gosh. And I get up, open the door, close it back. And she knows how to open doors. Like, she'll, like, scratch at it and open it.
Oh,
So she'll go check my mom. My mom's still asleep because she wakes up until 6.
That's funny.
She'll come back inside the room and walk back and forth so I could get her back in the bed. And it's the most annoying thing ever because I love my sleep.
I can see why you treat her like a child.
I need to get those stairs. The little stairs. You know,
No, para qué? Para the dogs?
Yeah, there's little stairs. You haven't seen them?
No.
So that, like, so they could just get on. But anyways, yeah. So I'm a very light sleeper. Not only, but I wake up with any little noise.
I remember we used to, back then when we used to wake up early. We were like, let's sleep. She wants to go to breakfast with us.
Nope.
It was like at 10 a.m. in the morning. I was like, hell no. She wakes up like at 1.
I love my sleep. Especially in the weekends. It's like, okay, I need to. Sometimes I'll force myself back to sleep because I'm like, no, I need to enjoy.
Hello? You're trying to sound awake.
Hello?
I'm like, girl, you can't fool us.
Yeah. Like, you were asleep? No.
I know.
But yeah, I remember, wow, that was a long pause.
I remember
Caesar told me that the other day, well, not the other day, a while back, Nancy got a little bit, you know, drunk. And I remember, so we dropped them off at their house.
Me drunk? No, never.
Never? Never. Oh, I don't remember that. And we dropped them off at their house, and we were like, okay, like, bye, right? And Nancy was staring at the wall for, like, she was just like, guys, imagine, like, she was just literally staring at the wall. Like, there was no picture or anything there. It was just the wall. And I was like, hey, Nancy.
I was drunk. I was trying not to get dizzy. I was trying to focus on one little thing on the wall.
I was like, Nancy, we're leaving. Are you okay? No answer. Just staring at the wall. And I was like, I was gonna take a picture, but my phone was in the car, so
creepy.
I was like, okay, that's fine. And then
I would have been concerned.
No, I was. I don't want to see her eyelashes. I would have. And I was like, what the heck?
I would have took the kids with me.
Oh. And drunky. No, just kidding. No, and her eyelashes. I thought it was the most hilarious thing ever because she'd be wearing this like really big eyelashes. They don't look bad, but like,
oh, I was like,
they're really long. So the only thing that you could see that was standing out was those big black long eyelashes and just looking at the wall. We were like, okay, well, you know, Caesar was not that bad, was he? I don't remember.
No, he wasn't as bad as me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I remember we left and went out, and then we called the next day, like, hey, what happened? And Caesar was like, Nancy slept like the way that you left her. She just fell asleep like that, sitting down. So I believe that you're a
heavy sleeper.
No question there.
Yeah. I was at the couch, and I was like, oh my God, what time is it?
Like, I saw me. Wait a minute. Todo con la pestaña en el cachete. What is this?
What happened last night?
Yeah, but that was one of the funniest things ever. I was like, what the heck?
I'm surprised you left the kids with us. I'm telling you.
Dang, that's also interesting.
That's dangerous.
So the other day, I was talking to... Caesar was telling us a story, guys. What's hilarious.
I'm always scared when you're like, Caesar was telling us a story about Nancy. I'm like, wait, which one? Hold on. Because
she's like, oh, yeah, she had taken the kid. So they said Caesar was going to try to scare Nancy because, you know, they were at the house or whatever. And apparently he, like, sneaked out the house and Nancy was in her room or something. She had the kids. And he, like, knocked on the window, like, to scare her. Or he did something, right? To, like, yes. Scare you?
No, yeah.
And then Nancy just,
he banged it really hard.
She just ran, left the kids. No kids, whatever.
Oh, yeah. We were all in the room. And I saw Caesar... que se fue, but I didn't think of any of it. I was like, oh, he's probably going to take out the trash or whatever. And then we heard like a loud bang in the window. And I was like, I ran for my life, girl.
She said, no kids today.
I forgot I had kids.
And she's talking about us. Why did y'all leave the kids with us? Talking about the woman that leaves her own kids.
Okay. It's because they wouldn't do anything to the kids.
Okay. They wouldn't do anything. They would want me. It's about me.
Dang, I don't know what I would do. I hope Caesar never tells the kids that.
If they hear this when they're older, they're probably like, dang, my mom left this.
I know.
Traumatized.
They'd be like, use this information.
However, yeah. Dang, I don't know how I would react. I feel like your instincts just hit at that moment.
I was trying to say
the
myself.
The truth comes out, yeah.
Girl.
Would I say lucky?
I think at the moment, you don't think of anything.
I remember...
Props to the people that do.
Because there's some people out there, I think about them first.
I know. I think Caesar's one of those persons. Like, everybody, let's do this.
I don't know. I think something happened at the house the other day, and Lucky was the first thing that I grabbed.
Oh, really? Oh.
Wow, that's so sweet. I think next time I'll think it more thoroughly.
That was practice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You knew that it was Caesar.
Yeah.
So maybe, you're like, maybe I want him to laugh at me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe everybody should practice, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Do that for practice.
Yeah, and be like,
to see what,
you what know. Can I change?
Yeah, how can I better... You know, new year, better us. We're trying to better ourselves.
How can I better ourselves?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I was telling Nancy that I saw this TikTok. It's super unrelated to what we... Well, kind of. That it's like New Year, how we always say New Year, New Us. And I think we even said that in our last podcast. And I saw this TikTok and I was like, whoa, that's true. That it's like, why do we say that, right? Why do we put the emphasis at the year behind or whatever? The year that just passed, we weren't good or we weren't great. Like, why do we have to be new all over again?
Why does it have to, why do you have to start all over?
Yeah.
Something new. Why can't you just better yourself?
Yeah. And it was like, you know what? Why don't we change
true.
It to
That's what I was
new
like,
year, better
you know
me?
What? I didn't dislike myself last year.
It's like, we can always better ourselves.
Yeah. We can work on ourselves.
Like that. Yeah.
Me too. That was very inspiring.
It was. I'm like, okay. I'm going to better myself. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, I can work on myself. I don't have to start all over. I don't have to start from scratch.
Yeah. We have a good foundation. So talking about that.
I know. talking about that. We're in our midlife.
Mm-hmm.
I feel many of us go through midlife crisis.
Yeah.
It's not your... ¿Cómo se dice cuando vas al... Like when you're in your 40s?
Oh, whenever you're older, isn't it just...
Oh, just a life crisis?
No, it's called... Oh my gosh.
This is a quarter life crisis.
Hold up. Well, that was a fart. Well, brain fart. Completion. That was a fail. That was a fail. Okay. I loved where you were going, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's called... Yeah, yeah. How you quarter get to that? Life. I don't know. Yeah, quarter life crisis. Life sorry. Crisis?
Yeah, a quarter life crisis.
And the other one is midlife crisis usually is very, I think we're aware of it now, you know, like, oh my gosh, he's like 80 years old and he just bought a Lamborghini. It's like, he's probably going through something. You know what I mean? And us, it's like quarter life crisis. You don't really expect it because I don't know about you or how you feel about this, but like when you're in your 20s, it's like supposedly you're living your best life. I mean, not that we're not, but like,
yeah,
it's like expected that you're not, like you're yes, living your you're best young. Life. You're young. Live yeah. life. Why would you be having a crisis?
Yes.
But I think you do have crisis. I think
a lot of us.
Yeah.
I think we all go through it.
I think so too.
And you don't even notice it.
There's some people like, I haven't gone through it.
Oh. No, I think something even as
yeah, simple, like you don't notice it. It's something small.
Yeah.
I know that, like, for me, something small was, like, the whole, whenever I was getting out of school and going into job, it was, like, I've been a student for so long. I was a student for what? Wow. Counting my high school, like, 12 years in high school, plus 4 years in undergrad, plus 2 years in grad school. Dang, that's what.
Sounds like a lot.
16 years of my life just being a student. So it's, like, coming out of that and being now... not a student and you know getting into a job, I think I went through a crisis during okay, what am I gonna do now, like what, I don't have assignments due, oh my gosh, I should be doing something with my life.
Panicking, like
like
you felt like you were doing nothing because you're so used to always doing something or so having
I feel
something
like in. That was definitely a crisis that I went through. It wasn't huge where it's like, oh my gosh, I couldn't do anything because that was all I thought about, but it was definitely like, who am I, like kind of almost like identity crisis, I guess, in a sense too.
Oh, you
know,
yeah.
Like, who am I? Like, well, I'm not a student anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel who am I has, like, it's still hitting me right now. Oh, yeah. Like, I'm still trying to find myself. Yeah. Like, what is my purpose
in life? I know. So, como es? What would you say? Philosophic,
whatever. Like,
no, I
feel.
Get it.
I feel like my midlife crisis, I didn't even notice.
Uh-huh.
It was one. It was me trying to be someone. Uh-huh. Like, I haven't done anything with my life. Mm-hmm. What am I doing with my life?
Yeah.
I need to do something. Like, what am I going to give my kids, you know, whenever they're older? What do I, other than, you know, feeding them and taking care of them, like, what do I have to offer?
Mm-hmm. Trying to kind of, in a sense, like, what do I bring to the table kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I felt like, and especially because, I don't know if it's just because of Leslie or other people, because I'm like, man, Leslie has her career. Like, what am I doing with my life? You know?
Yeah, I get you.
So I feel like, I mean, I'm still working on that. I'm like, huh.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to be doing right now? Should I get a job? Should I start my own business? You know, I feel like I got to be doing something. And I feel that pressure. And I feel like a lot of people feel that pressure.
I think.
Even since when they were, you know, we're small. Everybody's like, what's your career?
Oh, yeah.
How are you supposed to know what you want to be when you're little? Yeah,
when you're like, what? Like in fourth grade and they tell you
younger.
To choose something.
Younger
and you take. I have pictures where it's like, I wanted to be a lawyer apparently. And I have a picture where I'm like, I have a little suitcase. And I'm like, never.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Why would they, right? I actually never thought about that. That's actually true.
Yeah.
There's like chiquitos. It's like the world is like. Moving fast forward, like you need to have a you need to have a plan, you need to do this. That is true. There's the chiquitos, we have that ingrained of like,
yes,
what was your what were you,
or do una mantenida,
me vestí de eso,
quiero ser una mamá.
Like Adeline, what did she say? I want to be,
she said, I want to live with you forever. I'm like, girl, you gotta get out by 18. No, I'm just kidding. No, but she was like, I want to live with you forever because I don't want to cook. I don't like cooking.
Yeah,
it's like, girl, same.
It's true though, the whole like thing, right?
Como te lo, uh-huh.
Like very young.
Yes.
Wow. I think even like,
why would they pressure kids?
And I think it continues because even, I mean, growing up for me it was always like. So what do you want to do with your life? So what are you graduating, right after graduating? So what's the plan now? And it's like, I just graduated. Let me enjoy this little moment, you know? And I feel, I think to the other side of it, a lot of pressure of like, oh my gosh, como, I know that you said that you compare yourself to me. I compare myself, which is not a healthy thing. So definitely should work on that. I compare myself to other people that it's like, maybe they're winning more money or they have like something else going for them. And I'm like, oh, when am I going to get there? Should I be there now? Or even like the whole family thing. I know that I'm like, dang, like people now they have kids now at this age. They're getting married. A lot of my friends are getting married or engaged. So definitely it becomes like, oh my gosh, am I behind? Am I, you know, what if these things that it's like, ooh, you know, and I think that's whenever I feel a crisis coming in of like,
I need to be here already because everybody's already here.
Yeah.
When, I mean, there's no really a timeline.
Yeah. I think everybody's
when
different.
When to have kids and
when everything. To start a career. When.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think schools definitely maybe should stop doing that. I never thought about
because
that.
Because I mean, I guess I kind of get it.
It's like, the cute thing, but it's like.
But it's like. I feel they're trying to do it so you can work towards that goal. Like, okay, these are the resources you need.
But it's like you're young.
I remember, I think Arian did it when he was like in pre-K. Like, what do you want to be?
Yeah. It's scary because it's like, you're
hold on.
I'm barely starting school. Yeah.
Hey, pero yo también. Arian, what do you want to be?
I remember I wanted to be a teacher for the longest.
Teacher?
I don't know why.
Maybe because all the tools I have, like...
I used to have a pizarrón.
I used to love writing on the pizarrón.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Maybe.
That was a little time.
My dolls. I used to sit all my dolls and teach them. Supposedly.
That's cute.
I know. And then I don't know what happened.
Little Leslie.
I know. I used to, like, take hours just playing.
Were you ever in school whenever they had the overhead?
Oh, yeah. I loved when they called me up and I would write on the overhead.
With the marker. And it felt so... And the transparency. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I used to love that so much. Like, come up here. Okay.
Y cuando te daban unas at the end of the year.
Yeah. Dude, I love the little expo ones that were like very thin, right? Like, I don't know if they were expo. But
like
they were
vis-a-vis.
So... Yeah. I loved it because it was like, okay,
I will put the transparencies in a lamp.
Oh, and look
smart, girl. In a lamp, and then it will come up in the wall.
Really? I never tried that.
I mean, I know the pistitos, right? But I felt like I was in school.
That's so... Dude, and now they don't have that anymore, right?
No. Nah, it's puro computers.
High-tech. Wow.
And projectors.
Dang.
But
I also remember the good old days was whenever you would see that TV in the room. Remember that TV? It's like, we're watching a movie today.
I know. It was like, dang.
Hey, Magic School Bus. I remember
the Magic School Bus?
They used to play that
for us. I
don't
think I used to watch that.
No?
It was always boring... old videos that I wondered when they created.
Also, that guy, the Bill the Science Guy, that they would play.
They never
Bill,
played
Bill,
that for
Bill.
Me.
No?
No.
The little robot. This is another one. But there was a robot and there was this kid. It was like animated. It was this robot and this kid. I'm sure there's people out there that know this. Mm-hmm. And you could choose a subject, I think. And they would talk about it. And the robot was like funny. He's like a brown robot.
No, I don't remember it.
I used to... Honestly, low-key, I used to enjoy that a lot. Like, I would be so entertained, like... which is kind of lame. It's kind of lame. So,
I probably would get excited, too, because we never really watched cartoons.
Yeah.
At home. So I was like, oh.
That gets a little bit depressing. We never watched cartoons at home because we didn't have a TV because we do...
Let's not go into depressing.
No, but yeah, dang. Isn't that... That's interesting. How kind of... How we're uprooted, I guess, how we're whatever, you know, because I think even family, like our family, at least my family, was a little bit pressured you a little bit too. Of like, I remember my mom, I don't know if your mom, like, oh, yo cuando estaba en el rancho, like, that's why we come here, you know, so y'all could have a better life. Yeah. And it's like, dang it. So I, that's something that we talked about in one of the podcasts. And I think it was the one of like when they held you in pedestals.
Uh huh.
When it's like, it's a lot of pressure.
Because they did all of this for you.
Yeah, and it's like, no, I have to do all
this. You feel like
that's
you
another
have to
crisis.
Do... I know.
Because it's like, I need to do all of this now for. Not in a bad way,
I'm not
but it's
doing
like,
enough for my parents.
I honestly
need to make them proud.
I feel like that sometimes. Of like, because I don't know if you think of this of me, but like sometimes I'm a like a goody girl, right? Mm. And I feel like when I look at my life, I feel like I followed the rules and everything, if that makes sense. Mm. Like, not that there's a rule book, but this is how I feel of like, oh, went to high school, did good in high school. I went to college, did good in college, then whatever, whatever, and then got a job. I'm not married yet. I didn't get, you know, pregnant or anything, which, not that that's a bad thing, but you know what I mean? Like, to a point that it's like, I do question myself of like, am I doing this for the point of satisfying my parents, satisfying my mom? Because I feel some type of, kind of like, I need to repay you because of all the hard work that you've done for me. Or am I doing this because I actually love this and I actually enjoy this? And I find myself in that kind of, in that kind of cycle of like, where am I at? Because I mean, I'm like, I love my job. I love what I studied for. I love all that. But there are times when I'm like, did I enjoy my high school years? Did I enjoy my college years? Did I enjoy... There has always been this kind of... I never want to disappoint my mom. Because, again, like, you know, she has done all this, given up all of this. My mom is a divorced woman. So it's like, wow. To the point that it comes to that of like, dang, maybe that becomes a midlife crisis. Yeah. A quarter life crisis of like, am I doing this because I love it? Am I doing this because I truly, this is who I am? Or just because I want to follow the rules? You know what I mean? I don't know if that makes sense.
I don't. I do get you. Dang, that is a crisis call.
You're like, yeah,
like, how is this affecting me right now?
Like, I love, I'm not saying I hate my, I love my life. You know, I don't have anything to complain it. But, yeah, I just think about that
there
sometimes.
Is a lot of pressure in satisfying your parents.
Yeah, especially... I think especially, like, when I think about me, it's like, oh, like, my mom, right? Like, I, yeah, like, she's done so much. I can't disappoint her. I can't, which is, I don't know. Why am I in a rush to follow the rules of life? Like, it's not a, ¿cómo se dice? It's not a...
A race?
It's not a, like, a stagnant line. Like, a, not everybody's line, yeah, like, is the same. Like, it's, it doesn't have to, like, it could be, I could do this first, I could do that first. Like, nothing has to be the same as other people. And that's something that I still try to teach myself because I sometimes the pressure does get on me of, like, especially, like, on family reunions.
I know, I was going to say, I was like, whenever you get together with
your family. It's like, so when are you getting married? So are you still single? Todavía no tienes novio? And it, definitely the pressure hits of, like, I know they might be joking, but it's like...
It's a lot of pressure, bro.
Yeah, so it's like, that's whenever a lot of those things happen of, gosh, am I going the right direction with my life? Did I, you know... It's hard. I think it's hard. Well, I think definitely one of the things that has worked for me is just kind of remind myself, right, that everybody is in a different time zone and stuff. And also...
Girl, you're still young, Tammy.
Yeah.
You don't have to necessarily start a family
right now. Yeah, or like do
to
anything.
To please anyone.
Yeah. And I think as long as I'm satisfied, who cares if you're following
and you
the
you should
rules.
Stop. I think your mom is super proud of you already. Oh, yeah.
And she's, I ask her that sometimes because... I think, dang, this is going to become a therapy session. I think part of me sometimes feels like, I know that for a big part of my life, a lot of things that I would do, and that's what I realized during my therapy sessions, was to make my dad proud because my parents were divorced. Oh. So it's like, maybe this way my dad will, you know, love me. Not saying that he doesn't love me, but you know what I mean? Sorry, this has got really deep.
I know,
sorry,
I was like, oh, shit.
But I realize that now. And it's. I think that was a good realization of like, no, I need to be doing this for myself. Because at the end of the day, this is my life, right?
Yeah, it's your life. Stop doing it for anyone.
Yeah.
Y como te digo, I already feel like your mom is super proud of you. It's like, just live your life. Yeah. Stop being in a rush. Stop trying to impress me.
Yeah.
Or
impress you?
No.
Oh,
like your mom.
Oh. I was like, you think I'm impressing you?
Like, you've done way more than enough.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
I think now is just a time of relax, kind of like,
What makes you happy? What makes you, I'm pretty sure you're proud of yourself, right?
Yeah, I'm proud of myself. Yeah.
I can't. What? That just said
Does that sound fake?
Because I'm telling you, and you're like thinking about it, like,
yeah,
I'm proud of myself.
I think definitely now, in the time, in the space where I'm at, I feel definitely my life is moving the direction that I desire it to, because Guys, so yesterday, which is something that maybe it's not even that big, but I went to the gym by myself. And this is something that I was telling Nancy. I was like, I feel really, really proud of myself because it's like the little victories. I think sometimes we kind of, you know. But for me, I would have never in a million years stepped in a gym by myself. Like, honest truth. We had a gym in the apartment that I used to live at in college. And it was a small gym and it was just for us. Never went because I was like, no, I don't want to go by myself. Da, da, da. And the gym that we go to is a big gym. And not going to lie, I did think about it for a while. I dressed up and I was like, should I just not go? And I was like, you know what? I'm already dressed up. Let me go. And then I went and coming out, I feel so proud of myself because I'm like, I just did that by myself. I feel like
an adult.
Which is hilarious because it's like, this makes you proud. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like the small victories. I think
everybody has their own.
Yeah. It's like.
Was it like a fear or what?
I think definitely a fear and just other emotions. I don't know. I can't explain why it was a fear because even driving there, I was like, oh my gosh, oh my God. I think it was not even into, the, but like walking by myself.
Okay.
I think there's always this kind of, I don't know, like, oh, you shouldn't go things to by yourself. I don't know. Have you ever gone to a restaurant by yourself and just
eat? Not a restaurant by myself.
But no. Like done something, like eaten by yourself. Let's say that.
I think so. I can think about it.
I think so.
Because I was like, have I had lunch by myself? I think I have.
Yeah?
But I think I learned to be like, oh, well, like, I just want alone time. I don't want to be talking to someone.
Was it ever something that or, you were like, I don't want to do this by myself? Or is there something that you're like, I don't like doing this by myself?
Going to the doctor.
Oh,
without
same.
My mom.
Oh, same. Same. I still don't go to the doctor.
Yeah, I was going to tell you. I was like, you don't go to the doctor yet by yourself, right?
I don't go to the dentist by myself. I don't go to the eye doctor.
No,
I know.
No. To me, that's kind of embarrassing.
That's why I need a boyfriend to go with me. Sorry.
Yes. That was my growing up moment.
It
was
I still haven't. Yeah.
Especially when you're sick, I feel you're more sentimental. Vulnerable. Yeah. You're more sometimes sentimental. Sometimes I'm not even like, sick. I want my mom.
Sometimes it's just routine checkup and I can't go by myself. I don't know why. Probably should look into that. That's the next step, guys. Gym was first. Next step is going to the
doctor.
Yeah. No, but I think that was definitely, I don't know why. So before going to college, I wouldn't even go to the mall by myself. I wouldn't go anywhere by myself. I don't know why. It was just this fear that people are going to say, oh, she's lonely. Or like, oh, she doesn't have anybody.
Yeah. I guess just what people think.
Yeah.
You care about
what people think. I used to think a lot of that. You care a lot about
you care about people.
And then college came and I had to eat by myself no matter what, because if not, it's like people have classes, my friends had classes, we could just not, you know, like meet every single time to eat. So it's like I need to eat, because if not, I'm just not gonna eat. You know, and I love to eat. Yeah, so I would just eat by myself. And then there it was like, if I need to go to the mall, I'm gonna go. I can't be waiting for somebody to go. So exactly. Just little fears like that started. Now I go to the mall by myself and I could care less. I actually like going to the mall by myself. Even to HEB. Oh, HEB is the best place for me to go by myself. I love grocery shopping by myself. Love it. But anyway.
I know. Didn't we go to Target with Adeline?
Oh, yeah.
And you were just like. Did you understand me now?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, it's not therapeutic with a child.
Yeah. Because I find it. Oh, Target is so therapeutic for me. It's like, I just walk in. I'm like, I'm in the clouds.
You hear a little voice.
I know. When I went with Nancy and my little niece, it was like,
oh my God, Valentine's Day. Oh my God, look at that.
Oh my gosh, I want that. I was like, this is not therapeutic. I cannot even think. My brain can't even think.
Exactly how I feel, girl.
But yeah, I think doing things by yourself is really nice. How do we go there?
We were talking about midlife crisis.
Oh, I think it was like,
Not midlife crisis. Quarter life crisis.
Yeah. Going by yourself to eat. Have you ever gone to go to watch a movie by yourself? No. That's one of my goals. I want to do that someday. Maybe I should watch Spider-Man by myself since I haven't gone to watch it.
But I don't know. I just...
It's weird, right?
I feel like, who am I going to laugh with? You know? Or do you ever watch movies? Do you watch it with your mom usually?
No,
and like y'all look at each other and like laugh, like, oh my God, that was so funny.
My mom falls asleep in all the movies. Oh. So I'll turn and look at her and she's asleep.
You know, well, I like that connection. I'd be like, oh my God, you thought it was funny? I thought it was funny.
True. I actually haven't watched a movie with my mom, I have watched movies with her.
Uh-huh.
The last movie was Encanto. She fell asleep. No, actually she did watch it all. Yeah, I'm lying. She did watch it all. But it was, that was a kind of sad movie, so it was like,
we didn't. I need to watch it.
You need to watch it. Guys, I don't recommend that. I definitely recommend that.
Why? But why is it so good?
It was so sweet. I
does cried. It have like a big message?
Yeah. I think it, I love movies like that because it talks about.
Girl, Disney always be getting
dude, you. Yeah. And I don't know if like, this is just me, my brain overthinks. Like, I love like, oh my gosh, the details about stuff. But it's, I think you will like it. I don't want to ruin it, but the things that I liked was that, so they sing songs, of course, and mm-hmm. basically the main idea that I don't think this is ruining it is that the girl, the main girl, which I, is that her name, Encanto? Actually, don't know her name. Maybe it was her name. I'm not good with names. Anyways, she doesn't have like a talent. Apparently, like all the kids have talents.
Oh, me.
Oh, maybe, honestly. Like, no, like, and she doesn't have one. Well, at least she believes she doesn't have one or whatever.
Anyway. Okay, I like it already.
Yeah, no, and she has other sisters.
Am I going to feel some type of way after?
I cried.
Am I going to want to start something
for yeah, myself? Yeah, or maybe, yeah. And she has two sisters. Actually, she has sisters and siblings or cousins. I don't know what they are. Anyways, so two of them, no, they're her sisters. One of them, her, like, power, her talent, she's super strong. And then the other one, she's, like, perfect. Like, she does flowers. She's, like, the perfect child, right? So anyways, coming to the end, it's like, she's very, like, she's just focusing on herself of like, dang, I don't have any talent, and my sisters have all the, whatever. And she talks to her sister that has the strength, and it's very, like, I don't know, she was asking her something, and she just broke down, the girl with the strength, and it was like, she sings a song, I love that song too, that it's basically saying, like, I always have to be strong for everybody. Everybody relies on me to be strong. If I'm weak for something, then I'm not the strong one anymore. And it's like, how many times, I know that almost all of us have felt that, you know, like, you have to be the strong one, you have to be, and it's like, I love it. And then the other one's the perfect one. And the girl that doesn't have a talent, she never saw that because she was so focused on like, oh my gosh, I don't have a talent.
Uh-huh.
And the other one that's perfect, she's like, you don't get it. I always have to be perfect. If not, then my talent is lost. Then it's like, I don't have a talent. Then it's whatever. And until she starts, like, not being perfect, right? And it's like, this is me. Yeah. She's like, I have to marry this person just because everybody else tells me that this is a perfect couple. It's like, how many times do we pretend to be perfect? Such a
perfect message. Right? Because we compare each other.
Yeah.
We compare to ourselves to each other, like,
and we want so to be perfect much. That we and forget you to
don't,
live.
Yes. Eso, y también, we don't know the struggles that...
Yeah.
I mean, I
yeah.
think we've talked about this a lot.
Yeah. And that like, was one of the
know,
main...
We don't know
yeah.
the struggles that they go through.
That was the main thing. Like, she didn't know the struggles that they were going through because outside it's like, oh my gosh, she's a strong one. She's... keeping up.
It's about
day.
Like holding someone in a pedestal yeah. también, you know, like
yeah, and it's so good. I love the message about it, and it's like the grandma is the one that sustains the whole family, and it's like nobody wants to disappoint her, so that's why they, you know, and it was really, really sweet. I think it's one of my top Disney movies now because of the message. I love the message. I definitely recommend it. I watched it in Spanish, and it was really nice in Spanish because the music was in Spanish.
Oh,
Sebastián Yatra, if you've heard, he's my crush.
Yeah,
he sings one song.
Like I just know him because of you.
Dos Oruguitas, and I played it for my mom. I was bawling my eyes out because I was like, "This is our song, mom."
Do you think in English it'll play that song?
I played it in English because they have it in. I didn't really like it in English myself, but I don't know. It depends. But I loved it. Anyways, my midlife crisis, or my quarter life crisis, though. I would recommend that movie, guys. Disney, you want to be our sponsor?
Disney?
I think, well, even that, being connected to, like, how that could be a quarter life crisis, right? Trying to fit in. And the reality is that all of us experience a crisis here and there.
I think we all go through crisis. We have to learn how to acknowledge it.
Yeah, yeah.
Be like, you know what? Why am I feeling like this?
Yeah. I think once you start having anxiety of like, where am I going with my life?
Like, why is this
who I want to be? What is life? What, you know?
Yeah, is it because you're comparing yourself to other people? Mm-hmm. And also, you know, I think we should stop comparing ourselves. We're our own person.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're all in different...
time frames.
Yeah.
Like, the reality is that we're all going to look differently, no matter what. Your life looks very different from mine. That doesn't make me better, you better. It doesn't make any of us, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, oh, well, your life is better than mine because it looks differently, you know?
We're not all going for the same thing
either. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we all have
different goals.
Yes, exactly. We just said that at the same time.
I know.
That means great minds think alike. So, yeah, I think that there's a lot of truth to that. I remember that somebody told me this or I read this somewhere that it's like, I don't know if you ever compared yourself about like looks. It's like, oh, she's really pretty. And then we feel like I'm not pretty enough. But it's like, why? Just because she's pretty doesn't mean I'm not pretty myself.
You're so beautiful in your own kind of way.
It goes like, just because this person's successful doesn't take from my success. It doesn't take from who I am. So just successful looks differently for other people. So just being able to also acknowledge that and being able to say, okay, you're right. My life looks different from that, but that doesn't mean it's bad or, you know, it's not going the direction that it should be because it shouldn't. If everybody's life looks the same, then what's the fun in that?
That is true.
Right? Yeah.
Like,
it's like, okay.
Also, think about what makes you happy and yeah. what doesn't.
Is your life moving the way that makes you happy or not? Like what I was saying earlier.
Don't do stuff for other people. Do it for yourself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Being able to know, okay, is this really what I love? Like what I was saying, like, am I doing it because I want to please yeah. everybody or because
yes.
I love it? And the reality is like upcoming, like, I actually love what I do. Right? And being able to say that, then it's like, okay, you're moving a good direction, right? If you're doing something, but if you're like, actually, I don't like who I am, I don't like, then maybe some changes need to be done in your life. And I feel like it's never too late to make a change. And the reality with that is that sometimes you're going to fail, but that's okay. It's about how you get back up on that, you know? And trying new things is always helpful.
It's definitely scary to start new things because we're always, we have our comfort zone.
Yeah.
And you're scared of change because it's like, I don't know what to expect. I don't, what if I don't go wherever I want to go? What if I never get there?
Change is always good sometimes.
It's scary, but it's good.
Yeah. Just being able to, the reality is that we all go through crisis and we're all in this together.
You're not alone.
That's why we're under gas. I'm just kidding. Yeah, you're not alone. And today was kind of a deep conversation.
I know.
I really did not think
without
it was going
to
be deep.
To.
Yeah. It was like, oh.
That's why whenever we started going in there, I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh, we're going deep?
I know.
We should end it in a funny note. What do you put ketchup on? Do you like ketchup?
No, I don't like ketchup. No, I actually do.
What's the weirdest thing you eat ketchup with?
Huevito.
Oh, I eat it with huevito too. Some people think that's weird.
My kids eat it with huevito all the time. And that's the
I
only
love
thing
it with huevito. Honestly, maybe part of it because I don't like the huevito taste. I'm like, let me just put all this ketchup on.
to cancel out the huevito taste.
Oh, like today she said, is coffee with salmon weird? And I said, yep, that's pretty weird.
But it wasn't like mixed together. It was
it's
just
a whole
like,
pizza.
I drank my coffee.
With pineapple.
And then I drank my, and then I ate my salmon.
That's just weird to me. I can't. Well, if you eat that.
But because you're not a big salmon person. My quarter life crisis, I cut my hair like at 11 p.m. at night because I needed a change.
And she dragged me into it and she cut my hair, guys.
Hey, why?
She has no background in cutting
hair.
Why are
you?
Like zero background. But that was my crisis. I was like, sure, I need a cut. Yeah. I have split ends. Yeah, cut it for me. And then she cuts it. You want to go shorter? I was like, no, thank you. I'm good. That was our crisis, guys. That was.
I know. To me, it was just like, no, I just feel like doing it. But I think there was like something deeper to it. I'm still trying to figure out. Leslie
dyed
her
hair. And it was like, I mean, I like it. But now I'm like, maybe I should just stay with my black. But that is another.
And that was because of the year.
And
Dean
was like, I should do something new.
I know.
The pressure. Oh, the
that
pressure
is true.
Gets to you.
Yeah.
Guys, so, what did you do on a whim this year that you're like, dang, I did it on a whim because we were starting a new year? Tell us your biggest regrets. Maybe that could be a good next episode. What are our biggest regrets? Would you consider
live life
with
no regrets?
You're right. What about dyeing your hair red?
I
loved it, but the damage that it did to my hair. You
it's
know
still,
what was one
you're
of my
still
regrets?
Paying for it? Cause
yep, it was my bump. That bump. That stage of the bump. That was a big regret. But if you haven't heard that episode, go back, guys.
It's not a regret. You know why? Because now you tell everybody and everybody laughs at you. And
no, because the guys that
story,
I told.
It's a story
I'm just
to tell.
I didn't pull any guys.
It's a story to tell.
You're right.
A good conversation.
A conversation starter. Yeah, I agree. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. I hope that you enjoyed this one. This one was a little bit deeper, but I think we need that.
For you not to feel alone.
We'll try to keep it more light in the next episode.
Yeah, more cheery.
Yeah.
Back to our old selves. Let's talk about us.
Let's talk about me and you. Me.
Let's talk
and you.
About
moving
our
at the speed of light into it. You know
eternity.
Tonight
is a night.
If you can name that song, you'll win a seat in our...
Nobody.
No, I don't know that song. All
right. Thank you guys. Have a good weekend. Week.
Have a great week. Bye, guys.
Bye.